Well, it's the 150th anniversary of Chicago's iconic water tower on Michigan Avenue, which has stood more than 150 feet tall in the heart of the Gold Coast neighborhood for generations. The limestone tower, built in 1869 by architect William Boyington, is one of the few buildings to survive the Great Chicago Fire in 1871. And Marie Champagne from the Chicago Architecture Center gets up early this morning with us to share this fascinating story. Good morning, Maurice.
Hi.
You know, talk about the history of Chicago's water tower and the pumping station. There's so many people that think that this is the only building that survived the Great Chicago Fire, but this in and of itself has a lot of great history.
It does. It's not the only building. There were about seven. Old St. Patrick's Church and St. Michael's in Old Town were among the others, and a couple homes that are in Old Town area as well. Survived is kind of a funny word. What does it mean by survived? Well, the roof of both buildings were burned off, but they still considered the building as having survived.
Sure.
And that was kind of common for a lot of the buildings that made it.
So the history of Chicago's water tower, you know, many say the water tower is overbuilt as it's just hiding a pipe. So what was the purpose of the building to begin with? I mean, just building something great in the center of our city?
Well, back then, technology wasn't as we know it today, and the water tower actually did only hold a pipe. It was a standpipe, so when the water pressure got to be too much, it was a place to relieve the water pressure as they're bringing the water in, because that was the city's drinking water, so they're pumping the water in. And by 1900, they had good electric pumps, so it became no longer necessary, but it was still there. So around 1906, there was a movement to destroy it. They said, well, we don't need this thing anymore. And citizens rallied to save it. So that it became, by the turn of the century, it already was an icon of Chicago.
Yeah, 30 years later, of course. And of course, it still is. The architect of this building is William Boyington. Tell us a little bit about him.
Boyington's interesting. He's typical of early Chicagoans. He came from the East. He was from Massachusetts originally, and then in upstate New York. And he had studied engineering and architecture. He comes to Chicago in 1853, and he did a number of different buildings, a few of which survive. The gate at Rose Hill Cemetery, for example, was his, and it's still there. There's the Joliet Prison that you drive by sometimes, mm-hmm. That gate space, that's also his. So if you've gone by them, you'll see there's a lot of similarity between the Gothic Revival style that he did those buildings in and the water tower and the pumping station. No surprise in a way, because the Gothic Revival style became kind of popular then. That's when the Houses of Parliament were done, right before that.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about the pumping station itself, because I don't think people understand that that's even there and what the purpose is. It's also a visitor center, so to speak.
Yeah, it is. Now it's a multi-use. You can buy hot ticks there. There's a Chicago branch library there. There's a little seating space. But the pumping station's purpose was to really pump water from Lake Michigan as our drinking water. And it started way back, and if you look out into the lake, you'll see a crib that's out there that used to be the location that the water was pumped from. And they built it. They actually dug a tunnel from the river and from where we are at the lake and from where the crib is, and they met in the middle in 1866. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. What is the significance behind the Gothic Revival style? Because it's obviously, you know, a very unique design in the middle of our city.
Well, I don't think it has any particular significance to Chicago or architecture. It was just the kind of style that Boyington liked and that Boyington had used in other places. And, of course, it became popular in the mid-19th century across a lot of places. So it was just the way in which you wanted to design it. It wasn't always considered so positively as we see today. Late 19th century, Oliver Wilde came and visited Chicago, and he saw the water tower, and he called it a castellated monstrosity.
Was that a good thing?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he was being positive.
I don't think he was either. I don't think he was either. When you look at the pumping station, now, is that still functional?
Yeah, it is. Visit it as a visitor, not so much a visitor. So you can just kind of wander through. If you need to use handicap access, there's a ramp near that entrance that's there, and that's how you get in, and you can look down at the pumping station. It's not the same pumps we had back then, of course, but yeah, it's still pumping station that brings water into the city.
Very cool. Now, you mentioned that earlier that there was other buildings that survived the Great Chicago Fire, and you know, it's funny, when I have people come in from out of town and we're touring them around, or I hear other people trying to be a tour guide, they say, yeah, this is the only two buildings that survived the Great Chicago Fire. I want to get a little bit into that. That's not exactly true. There's a bunch of places in and around town that did make it through. Like you said, some of them, roofs were burnt off and so forth, but the structures themselves still survived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Old St. Pat's Church, St. Michael's in Old Town. There are some. There's three homes in Old Town area, the north area over there that made it, as well as the pumping station and this. And then other people always tell the story about the Holy Family having survived the fire. And again, it depends on what your meaning of the word "survived" is. Mm-hmm. The fire didn't get there; it went north and and east from where a Holy Family was. But the famous story of the pastor, Father Damon, who prayed that his church would not be destroyed by the fire, and you know, it didn't. So part of it. But yeah, there are a number of others. The St. James Episcopal Church over on Huron and Wabash, it didn't survive the fire, but the tower and the very, very western facade of it did. And the rest of it was destroyed and then rebuilt.
And there were graveyard crypts in Lincoln Park that even survived. Because, I mean,
yeah,
obviously.
There is the couch mausoleum survived it, too. We never really considered that one because it's not the place where people lived. So.
Gotcha. Tell us a little bit about the Chicago Architectural Center. We're members. My family is. My son is studying architecture at the School of Design at the Art Institute. And
good for him.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's just a fascinating place to kind of tour around and really understand the history of how the city was built.
Yeah, Chicago Architecture Center moved there a little bit more than a year and a month ago. We were in another location on Jackson and Michigan Avenue that was much smaller. So now the new center is terrific. It's got two floors of exhibits. There's exhibits upstairs that show models of famous buildings, not just Chicago, but across the world, from China and the Middle East and so on. And the main floor, there's an exhibit space that has all to do with Chicago architecture, including a model that we had before, but now it's expanded. It's much bigger, of the city, of the downtown section of the city. And they have an 8-minute video that goes through the history of Chicago architecture, so on. That's part of it. So it's a great place to visit. And if you take a tour, it's free. So
yeah, which is spectacular. You got the tours, and of course the boat tours, and all kinds of other good stuff as well. And for more information on all that, you can visit architecture.org. Maurice, thanks for getting up with us so early on this Sunday morning, and have a great week.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, top stories with Roger Badish from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom is coming up next on 720 WGN.